The boundary between spanking and beating. Exodus 21:26-27.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If a man strikes his servant's eye, or his maid's eye, and destroys it, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. If he strikes out his male servant's tooth, or his female servant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. The Bible is very clear about what it means by spanking. It does advocate physical punishment for disobedience, but it doesn't allow just anything. The fact is, the kind of physical punishment permitted by God is very specific. We don't see the complete picture in these short verses, but it does lead us in the right direction. Thank God we don't have slaves in my culture, but we do have children. The Bible says that there isn't much difference between a slave and a child because they're not allowed to do whatever they want, but are required to do what their parents tell them until they grow up. I believe that what happened in my culture is that the average person grew up and realized that they needed to be responsible and not have to be told to do things. At that point, slavery wasn't necessary. I believe the Christian world passed that point long before slavery was abolished, to our shame. And the slave trade was never legal in God's eyes. It was not only kidnapping, but it was an abuse of foreigners, which we are soon to address. There was nothing righteous about it, and it is a liar who attempts to say that the Bible is for that kind of slavery. The Bible is also against abuse of every kind, even though it highly regards physical discipline. The place that God says is permissible to spank is none other than the middle of the back, which most of us call the butt. The Bible makes it clear that if someone is hurt permanently because of a beating, then there shall be retribution. Even slaves could be set free by losing a tooth. It's important for parents to spank exactly in the right place. Doctors know that hitting a child in any other place could do major damage, and God holds the one who does it accountable, as do some governments. Parents should always discipline a child under complete control. You can imagine the shame that certain men would have who beat their slaves in Israel. After their slaves went free, people would most likely talk. I am sure God knew this. Hebrew slaves were well treated because of God's rules, but God wasn't just concerned with injuries caused by people, as we soon read.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.